Well, that was unfortunately a sneak preview of the next song. Can you tell that I was not prepared for that to happen? I love that song so much. That was Ancient Aliens by Lemon Demon off the album Spirit Phone. Brilliant, brilliant stuff from our friend Neil Ciceriga, Somerville's own Neil Ciceriga, I think. I don't know. You're listening to the Astro Hour, 915 WM Phone Medford. My name is Zach Going. I don't know if I should be giving... I mean, I might as well be giving me my last name. Who cares? It's the internet. You can find my last name anywhere. We are preparing a bit of a spooky playlist for you. By we, I mean me. That was kind of a spooky song, I think. I don't know. Wow. God. So not prepared. There's a big debate over the past, like, month or so, I think, amongst me and many other people I know, as to whether or not this weekend is Halloween weekend or next weekend is Halloween weekend. And personally, I think it could have gone either way. You know, I think it was just like a sociological thing that everyone was just like, oh, yes, this is Halloween. Because for those of you who haven't noticed, Halloween falls on a Wednesday this week. So how do you know which one? Is it before? Is it after? I think it does make a little more sense for it to be before, but it's still so far separated from Halloween. You know? By the end of Halloween, you still got 2 days to go before the actual Halloween. That's a little weird. But it does seem weird to celebrate Halloween after Halloween, right? But it has to be on a weekend. You're not going to celebrate Halloween on a Wednesday unless you're a child and what you're doing is going door to door collecting candy, because it'd be weird if you went door to door collecting candy on October 27th. You could do that, and frankly, I would give candy to whatever child came to my door in costume on October 27th if I had any. I guess I'd give him some like onions or something. I don't know what I'd have. Or what do I have in my room? I've got pizza goldfish. I don't even really like pizza goldfish, but I've got a thing of pizza goldfish, so I'd give the kid some pizza goldfish. Goldfish are the best. Cheddar is the better of the goldfish. Wow, I'm just rambling it on. You know what we're going to do? We are going to play another song for you guys. We got plenty of spooky music that I like coming your way, and some other music that I like right now on the Astro Hour, so stay tuned, and maybe some better banter. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a guest. Probably not. Let's go. Wow, did not have this set up correctly. Here we go.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead and out of this world. You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world. Run fast, don't stand in the sun. There's too much work to be done. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Don't ever talk with your eyes. Be sure that you compromise. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world. Hear the unloved weeping like rain. Guard your sleep from the sound of their pain. Long gone, long gone, long gone, long gone and out of this world. When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out of this world. Now your hope and compassion is gone. You've sold out your dream to the world. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead. You're dead and out of this world.
today.
That was Lemon Demon with Sweet Bod. Yes, that was the second Lemon Demon of today, and it's only been 18 minutes. Beautiful. And there's going to be another one at the end, though, I promise. It's going to take a while. Spirit Phone, amazing, amazing holiday album for the spooky holidays, for fall. It's amazing. That is the type of song that makes me feel insulted when people say that I don't like music that you can dance to. You can totally dance that song. You can totally dance to the last three. The last two specifically are super groovy. And I love it. It's so fun. You know, It's just that my dance music has like a bit of an older taste to it. So what? Actually, the first time I heard that song, I felt that way, and I built an entire playlist for myself of all of the dance music I like. And there's a lot. There's a lot, you know. If you go on the website for this show, which is on zachgoing.com, you see my very futile attempt at attempting to describe my music taste. And it's really bad because my music taste is very broad. You know, as judged by what are the last four songs that I played? I played two electronic internet songs, that one like weird acoustic one from the 60s, and then a Johnny Marr song that was released like a month ago. You know, it's like a weird, like that's why I also get insulted when people say that my taste is classic rock. Whatever. I don't want to be negative here. I don't want to just talk about how insulted I am. I want to talk about spookiness. I don't know if any of those were particularly spooky. I suppose the last one was about like cannibalism, which is fine, you know. And there's also like a weird anger behind that song that I really find creepy, you know. So I like that. Behind that entire album, I just find like this weird, like subversive anger. It's fun. It taps into something, you know. That's spooky to me. I like spooky. I don't like scary. You know, spooky's fun. I also don't like creepy. Creepy's not fun. Spooky is fun. Spooky is one of the best words in the English language, I think. Wow. Okay, I'm just rambling on. Because I went on Twitter and I was trying to find something to talk about, and there's nothing good to talk about, again, via Twitter. So we're just going to keep adding songs to this playlist, and hoping that takes up enough time. If you've got any suggestions for spooky songs that I am forgetting, request them on the website for this show, which again is on zachgoing.com. Then there's a little thing that says the Astro Hour, and I will probably ignore them. But if you come up with a really good one, sure, let's do it. All right, we're going to go into more. Here is one that you might go, oh my God, is he playing a song that's that long? And the answer is no, this is the radio edit. So who's suggesting that I talk about the Red Sox? Is that my mom that's suggesting I talk about the Red Sox? Mom, I don't have anything to say about the Red Sox. I like them, but I'm not qualified to talk about the Red Sox. I enjoy watching the Red Sox. That's about it. Yay. All right. Here is the song that you might think is long if you've heard it before, but is actually the radio edit. Here we go!
hesitating.
But I stare at them vampire girls. It's not the mascara, it's not the tight dress, it's a look in the eyes gonna scare you to death. Vampire girl, vampire girl, I get so intrigued when they look like a vampire girl. She cook beans, she cook rice, she do ritual sacrifice. Vampire girl,
here comes one with a 7.
death metal band out of Denton with a couple of guys who'd been friends since grade school. One was named Cyrus, the other was Jeff, and they practiced twice a week in Jeff's bedroom. The best ever death metal band out of Denton. Never settled on a name, but the top three contenders after weeks of debate were Satan's Fingers and the Killers and the Hospital Bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Learjets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan! Hail, hail!
That was the Mountain Goats of the best ever death metal band in Denton. Mountain Goats have a lot of creepy songs. Spooky songs. Not creepy. I drew the line between creepy and spooky earlier. Before that was Vampire Girl by Jonathan Richman, and of course Marky Moon by Television. Radio edit. Keep it short. I worked really hard today to not have like a song. I'm very tempted often to do 10-minute long songs, but I understand that that's not exactly the most fun for most people. And it's also kind of weird, because then I'm like, do I only play the song? Do I talk on either side of it? Or do I, like, add another? Is that too long? Great questions. Great questions. Oh my gosh, it's time for PSA. How did I not even notice that? I was thinking to myself, I was like, oh my god, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? I should be thinking about what to talk about, but instead I'm checking my email. This is so bad. Oh my gosh. Instead, now, oh, this is a fun one. Wait, okay. Oh, there's so many. There's so many good ones. Here we go. Do you guys want farmers markets or autumn outdoor exercise? Oh, exercise. I thought it was experience. Never mind. We're going to do farmers markets. No one wants to exercise outside in the fall. Oh my gosh. What are we, crazy? Okay. Local farmers markets PSA. I don't know if I was supposed to read that part. Oh, and today's the last day. It expires October 25th. Okay, cool. So we have to read this one. Throughout the summer and early autumn, there are a number of local farmers markets where you can buy fresh Massachusetts-grown vegetables, fruits, berries, herbs, flowers, honey, and even baked goods. The baked goods are not grown, and fruits and berries and herbs fall under the category of vegetables, I think, but whatever. Well, not fruits. The berries and the or the berries or the fruits. Vegetables and fruits, I feel like, covers everything, but whatever. The Medford Farmers Market takes place every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in the Condon Shell on Mystic Valley Parkway in Medford, with free parking in the lot there, as well as on both sides of Winthrop and South Streets. The Somerville Davis Square Farmers Market is open Wednesdays from noon through 6 in the lot at Day and Herbert Streets. Is that the one? That's the one near, like, Redbones. On the other side of Somerville, Union Square hosts its farmers markets on Saturdays from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in the Union Square Plaza. Cambridge, Arlington, and Boston, and many other cities and towns have their own local farmers markets as well. For more information, just fire up your favorite internet search engine and look for the farmers markets in your area. A public service message from all of the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I don't know who wrote that, but that's great. That's great. Go to a farmer's market if you need vegetables. They're cheaper and they're better. Also, stop eating meat. So only buy all of your food at farmer's markets. Boom. Done. There you go. A life well lived, if I do say so myself. A life well lived. Do I have any requests? I don't have any requests. Nope. Whatever. We're going to have to play some more spooky music. My relationship to spookiness. I used to be a person who really, really hated scary movies, and I still am to a degree. I just think I've refined my taste a little bit in spookiness, because you can't really be someone who enjoys a lot of movies and not watch some spooky stuff every now and again. I've decided that the thing that I really hate more than anything is like murder porn. You know, I don't want to just watch gruesome death and like weird, like anything mildly similar to the Saw movies. No thanks. That's not the stuff I'm interested in. You know, I saw it was a few years ago when I decided that I would start liking scary stuff. It was like a month where I saw Aliens and Fright Night within like 1 month of each other. And I was just like, this stuff is terrifying, but it's so good that I can't not watch it. You know, I like the atmosphere. I don't like I don't like the grossy stuff. I don't like that. It's just interesting. You know, drawing that line. Wow. Okay. Here we go. We're going to go into more music. Music is definitely the peak of this. I used to map out what I was going to say in every episode. I used to do that like on a little like post-it note, and now I don't have time for that. I barely have time to put I made half this playlist, you know, in the last 30 minutes. Here we go with music.
We'll be right back. shatters through the streets every corner, abandoned too soon. Sit down with due care.
And we're back. That was the Bangles with Hazy Shade of Winter. So good. Such a great song. Before that was Rain in Soho by the Mountain Goats. That was the second Mountain Goats of the day. Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads and Atmosphere by Joy Division. I try as hard as I can to not play Joy Division on the show just because I don't want to appear sad. Because I'm not, you know. But I occasionally enjoy some Joy Division. And maybe, just maybe, in order to get some spooky music for the show today, I decided that it'd be a good idea to look at the playlists of songs used in Stranger Things, and of which Hazy Shade of Winter and Atmosphere are two of them. But we're going to go into a different song, a great song by a band that we've already played twice today. Band, artist, whatever. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to be the last song of the day. I've been Zach Going. Enjoy your Halloween. Make it spooky and safe. That's all I ask. Enjoy!
You are.